Morning, everybody. It's good to be here. I had planned on going to our church this morning, and I blame myself sort of for the falling away of folks. I hate to say that, but I don't know whether it's my fault or if it's just the way things are going. You know, the Bible tells us there'll be a great falling away. But I don't take myself out of that equation there. We're supposed to be steadfast in God's word and in serving him. We're not supposed to be tossed to and fro so easily, I guess. I had a few things on my mind this morning as I was riding down, but the thing that's on my mind now is the groaning within. And I can't think of the scripture, the whole earth groaning, you know. We're waiting for the redemption of the body. I'm looking forward to that. The older I get and the more troubled I see this world, the more troubled I see myself. I'm looking for a day when, as Elder Martin Luther King Jr. said, free at last. Amen. And it's coming. It's coming. We'll be freed from this flesh and sin that we wrestle with day by day. There's something in me that longs to see my Savior. And there's something in me that fights against that sometimes. Well, daily I wrestle with it. I hate feeling like the Apostle Paul said he felt. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall save me from this body of death? And who do he think? He thinks Jesus Christ our Lord. He will deliver us from this body of death. And if the Lord doesn't return, we're going to go through it. I'm not afraid of death per se. I'm afraid of the pain of it, the pain of going through it. I was talking to Brother Ernie Bryson the other day, and I told him, I always thought, well, I'm not afraid to die. I got up on a ladder, and poor little ladder, I about shook it to death. I'm afraid of heights, you know. But I guess it's the dying that scares me. I'm not afraid of what's on the other side, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I look forward to that. I look forward to that. I mean, you know, so often we feel like Job. I know we hadn't been through what he has. But when we're going through trials, we feel, well, oftentimes, I guess, like Job felt. If I could just talk to the Lord, we can talk to him, but it's not the same as the lady that touched the hem of his garment. Right, yeah, it doesn't seem to me it is anyways. I used to have people tell me and tell others, well, if you had enough faith. They've said that to friends of mine that's in wheelchairs. Even my sister, well, if you had enough faith, you could walk. Wow. No. I don't think anybody ever had enough faith for themselves to do that. It was Christ's faith that caused them to rise up and walk. Peter made it clear, didn't he? When they wanted to make them gods. And he said, they tore their clothes. He said, it's not of us, it's of Christ, whom you crucified. That this man is whole, made whole. If we're made whole, it's by Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that I've got a belief that someday I'll be whole. But the Bible tells me in this life we're going to have tribulations. My hard part is obeying that command to be of good cheer, to rejoice always, because I don't always. Lord, help us. Help us to see you more clearly with this morning, we pray. Father God, we thank you, Father, for all those that you've blessed with a mind to come out and meet in thy name. We ask, Father, that you'd bless us, dear Lord, that we'd feel thy Holy Spirit this morning. We'd feel thy presence, Father, and that you would touch hearts here and minds. That you would bless the suffering and afflicted of this world, Father, to feel thy presence and to feel thy grace sufficient, Father. We know in our minds that thy grace is sufficient, but oftentimes we're blinded, dear Lord, by the storms around us. And we ask, Father, that you'd take the scales off our eyes this morning, that you'd bless the preaching, dear Lord, that it'd be food for the hearers and honoring to thy name, thy great name, and to thy Son. We thank you, Father, for forgiveness of our sins. And we ask, Father, that you'd bless our hearts, make them clean this morning, and renew right spirits within us, Father, that we'd be able to praise thee as we ought. We thank you again, Lord Jesus. Amen.